This is a fun way to get kids exercising. So you create a Monopoly board, and you can, rather on the little squares, you put different exercises like do 3 burpees, do 3 squats, touch your toes 10 times, whatever fits your family. And go around, you roll the die, go around the board just like you would any board game. And the kids have to do whatever they land on. So it's just a fun way to get some activity into your day. And of course, the first person who gets around the board wins. So, and you can make, you know, have kids go around the board twice. You can do your own rules. Your go to jail might be you lose a turn or you have to go back 5 spaces. So however you want to create it, you can create it. But this is just a fun way to get kids moving. Like if they're starting to get cranky and restless, this would be a great thing to take out, create, and have them do a little jumping around. And you can do it inside or outside.
Yeah, I know that it's really difficult right now with the kids having so much less structure that even for me saying, let's get outside and play, it's having that particular game really gets them more involved.
Yeah, everybody likes to play games, and this just makes it more of a fun way to exercise. You can't go, you know, most kids are not going to go do jumping jacks on their own. Maybe they will, but to make it into a game and to make it fun and get them involved in it. I mean, so kids can make their own board and come up with their own ideas of things to do. And, you know, it brings in a little competition, and moms and dads should be doing it too. So play with your kids, play exercise Monopoly with your kids so that you can relieve a little of that stress too. It's just very important to take some time out during the day to move around.
Very important. What have you been doing? I know you're a big runner. Are you still getting out there and running?
I'm still running. I miss my yoga classes at Yoga Quest, but I can still do yoga at home. A lot of dog walking. My 28-year-old daughter is here, so we've enjoyed doing a lot of dog walking and running together. So, yeah, I'm still getting out and still working. We're putting together the May issue, so that looks like it's going to be good, and we'll put it out through social media and through the internet. So
yeah, and the April issue is available online, right?
Yes, and it's a flip book, so you can go on and it's just like the magazine, so you can go on and read it just like you would the paper magazine. So, you know, we're not cheating our readers or trying to lose anybody. We definitely want to let people know it's out there. And Tara Rittler, I have to give her a huge thumbs up because she's our web and social media editor. She is putting so many things on Instagram. This is an activity of the day. She has an activity every day that parents can do with their kids.
Thank you so much, Betty Casey with Tulsa Kids Magazine. Hang in there.
Thank you.
For that April issue and more information, go to TulsaKids.com. It's the activity of the day. You can find that on Facebook and Instagram. Tag them and share an activity with them.